This is Plant-Based Briefing, building muscle on a plant-based diet, the best foods and nutrients to eat. Part 2 by Ocean Robbins at foodrevolution.org. And I'm Marian Erickson, host of this curated content plant-based podcast, where I narrate a variety of articles with permission in about 10 minutes or less every weekday. And this article is longer than that, so it's a two-parter. Go back and listen to part 1, which was yesterday's episode first, and then come back here for part 2. So now let's get to today's plant-based briefing. Building Muscle on a Plant-Based Diet, the Best Foods and Nutrients to Eat, Part 2 by Ocean Robbins at foodrevolution.org. Why animal protein may not be the best for your health. The source of your protein matters as well. The ill effects of excess protein are almost exclusively found in people overconsuming animal protein. While there's a common misconception that animal protein is nutritionally superior to plant protein, and that people, especially athletes, who eat a plant-based diet probably aren't getting enough protein, that myth has been comprehensively debunked, linked here. Not only does a diet rich in plant protein provide adequate amounts of all the essential amino acids, it also protects the body from too much insulin-like growth factor 1. IGF-1, as it's known by its friends, is a hormone produced from protein that helps control the growth and development of organs, muscles, and tissues in the body. IGF-1 is crucial for your body's development when you're young and plays a role in hypertrophy as well, but too much of it can negatively affect your health. High IGF-1 levels are associated with increased cancer risk, for example, and animal protein, but not plant protein, spikes IGF-1 levels in your body. B vitamins and muscles. Protein isn't the only important nutrient when it comes to muscle building and athletic performance. B vitamins also play a role. Your body needs them to convert proteins and sugars into energy, as well as for synthesizing and repairing the red blood cells that carry oxygen to the rebuilding muscles. Two vitamins in the B family, folate, B9, and vitamin B12, are critical cofactors in energy production and in the rebuilding and repair of muscle tissue damaged by physical activity. Folate, in particular, has been associated with muscle strength in large-scale population studies. And there's an association between niacin, a form of vitamin B3, and vitamin B6 intake and physical strength in older people. And vitamin B12 helps regulate levels of homocysteine, a byproduct of protein metabolism. Carbs and muscle growth. When it comes to getting swole or maintaining muscle mass, we can't forget about carbohydrates. They're the principal energy source that we use to move, so we need them to fuel our workouts. Carbs also stimulate insulin production, a powerful anabolic hormone, meaning that it stimulates growth, including that of muscles. And if your workouts involve endurance activities, dietary carbohydrates can support and enhance your performance, since they're your muscles' preferred energy source during moderate to high-intensity activity. That is why many endurance athletes engage in the practice of carb loading prior to the start of their event. Fat and muscle growth. You also need to consume some healthy fats to support muscle growth. These include monounsaturated fats, polyunsaturated fats, and omega-3 fatty acids, which also promote the production of muscle-building hormones. Compared to the saturated fat in animal products, polyunsaturated fats are more likely to promote gains in lean muscle mass as opposed to being stored as fat. A supplement to consider, creatine monohydrate. Many weightlifters and bodybuilders supplement with creatine monohydrate to aid muscle growth. And unlike some other supposed performance-enhancing supplements sold at the gym or in shady online infomercials, there's actually plenty of evidence to support its effectiveness. A 2020 meta-analysis of 16 randomized controlled trials of creatine monohydrate supplementation and muscle gain found that people, especially those who were young and healthy, who trained hard achieved greater muscle growth than those who trained similarly but did not supplement. You might be thinking, but hold on a minute, there are other substances that grow muscles but come with some nasty and potentially life-shortening side effects, for example, anabolic steroids. They're notorious for helping perfectly talented mortals to win especially long bicycle races and break home run records while increasing their odds of premature heart attacks and strokes, liver disease, kidney failure, and psychiatric imbalances. Is creatine another Faustian bargain, helping to grow muscles today at the expense of health tomorrow? In a word, no. Current research not only finds no dangers, but actually supports taking creatine to improve, of all things, cognition and brain health. And the gains are particularly impressive in vegetarians who, by virtue of avoiding meat, typically have less creatine in their diets and their tissues. In 2003, researchers published a study showing improvement in both memory and intelligence tests in vegetarians who consumed 5 grams of creatine a day for 6 weeks. And a 2011 study found that vegetarians who supplemented with 20 grams of creatine monohydrate for just 5 days improved their memories compared with those taking a placebo. Both exercise and a healthy diet will help you gain muscle. To summarize so far, weight-bearing exercise by itself won't build muscle unless supported by your diet. Diet alone can't build muscle unless you're also stressing your muscles through resistance training. But when you combine the right kind, frequency, and intensity of exercise with a healthy diet, you can build and maintain muscle mass throughout your life. There are dozens of professional plant-based athletes linked here who prove that both muscle mass and performance aren't hindered by not including animal products. In addition to Tom Brady and a bunch of Tennessee Titans in the NFL, there have been Olympic weightlifters like Kendrick Ferris, tennis greats like Venus Williams, basketball players like Chris Paul, soccer stars like Alex Morgan, and Olympic cyclists like Dotsie Bausch. Even the most famous bodybuilder of all time, Arnold Schwarzenegger, has terminated the meat-heavy diet of his professional lifting days in favor of a mostly plant-based diet. The actor who delivered the iconic put-down, "You hit like a vegetarian," in the 2013 movie Escape Plan, has more recently been promoting a plant-based diet, especially for bodybuilders and other athletes in the second half of his life. And closer to home, I work out regularly with my dad, John Robbins, who is now 76 and still stronger than me, and I'm no weakling, thank you very much. One of my life goals, in addition to bringing about a food revolution of healthy, ethical, and sustainable food for all, is to bench press more weight than my dad before he hits 100. Best plant-based foods to build muscle. So let's get to the details. What are some of the best foods to preserve and even increase your muscle mass and strength? Number one, legumes. Both beans and lentils are good sources of plant-based protein and complex carbohydrates, as well as providing dietary folate. For more on beans and how to use them, see our article linked here. For more on lentils and how to add them to your diet, see our article linked here. Number two, tempeh. Tempeh, a fermented soybean cake that originated in Indonesian cuisine, delivers plant-based protein and a variety of B vitamins, with the added bonus that the fermentation it's undergone may help make its nutrients more bioavailable. For much more about tempeh, see our article linked here. Number three, nuts and seeds. Nuts and seeds are high in protein and healthy fats, as well as folate and vitamin B6. Here's a comprehensive article on nuts and your health linked here. And if you'd like to find out more about making your own nut and seed butters, this article linked here has got you covered. 4. Quinoa. Quinoa, a pseudo-cereal originally cultivated in the Andes region of South America, is a gluten-free whole grain with a nutty, creamy taste. It's high in protein, including all 9 of the essential amino acids, and provides complex carbohydrates as well. For more on quinoa, check out our article here. 5. Sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes can't be beat for the delicious way they deliver long-acting, complex carbohydrates, as well as vitamins B3, B5, and B6. For everything you didn't realize you wanted to know about sweet potatoes and your health, here's an article dedicated to these terrific tubers linked here. And number 6, oats. Oats provide a ready source of glucose to muscles while still being low glycemic, i.e. not spiking blood sugar, in addition to biotin, B7, vitamin B1, and protein. A 2020 study linked here found that oatmeal eaten before a high-intensity workout actually blocked the formation of some of the inflammatory compounds that typically form after such exercise. Find out more about the health benefits and environmental considerations of oats linked here. Muscle-building recipes. You probably don't need fancy and expensive formulas to enhance your athletic performance. All you need is a healthy, energizing, and muscle-enhancing diet to support your fitness goals. From hearty plant-based proteins to energizing B vitamin-rich greens to fiber-rich carbohydrates, these nutrient-dense recipes, linked here, make a great template for a performance-enhancing meal plan and are a delicious way to enjoy the key nutrients required to thrive on a plant-based diet. Number 1. Simple homemade granola. 2. Plant protein-powered salad. 3. Tempeh sausage pasta. 4. Hearty and healing lentil burgers. And 5. Peanut butter smoothie for weight gain. Building muscle on a plant-based diet is possible. Building muscle is necessary for strength and important overall health, and it becomes especially important with age. To build muscle, you need a combination of both exercise and nutrition. Protein, as well as B vitamins, complex carbohydrates, and healthy fats all contribute to muscle mass and strength. Whole food, plant-based sources of these nutrients can help your body to meet its needs while bringing down inflammation. And unlike foods of animal origin, plant-based foods can help protect you from chronic diseases. By including some of these foods and recipes, along with getting in resistance training and other forms of strength training exercise, you can build and maintain muscle while laying the groundwork for a long and strong life. You just listened to Building Muscle on a Plant-Based Diet. The Best Foods and Nutrients to Eat, Part 2 by Ocean Robbins at foodrevolution.org. And I'm your host, Marian Erickson. I've done a number of other episodes on building muscle and protein. You can just search for those wherever you listen. And please share this episode with anyone who might benefit. And thanks for listening.